Sharp as a marble, but as bright as a burned-out light bulb, that fella.
This week on Isletunes, some mad respect for Mother Earth, plus cherry-picking alt-rock with Cherry Plaza and mixing up Count and the Cuban Cocktail. He's ready, PEI. Let's get her done! How's she going, Prince Edward Island? I am your host, Adam Michael James, and you are listening to the April 18th, 2025 episode of the PEI Arts Award-nominated Isletunes. Once again, I am here to bring you the largesse, if I have hit upon the right word, of the many styles and sounds of music made here on the island, and so it goes for artists born in this province and those who have chosen to make their home here. It's amazing that this place has a rep for mostly pumping out white guys with fiddles, sometimes white gals with fiddles, respect, and white guys with guitars. They're all awesome, but there's so much more to the music scene here, and that's what I get on the mic every week to prove to you guys. So how about I stop with the talking and get with the proving? In literature, art, and of course cinema, a femme fatale is, according to my laptop's dictionary, an attractive and seductive woman, especially one who is likely to cause distress or disaster to a man who becomes involved with her. Well, get ready to get involved, because we have our own femme fatale of folk in the form of Sarah Siegel Lazar. She boldly sent her first song to a radio station at the age of 9, and by 19 she was playing music in the dive bars of New York's Lower East Side and the jazz bars of Greenwich Village. Sarah also studied acting, which is what led to her being a co-founder of the Island Fringe Festival. Full disclosure, I've been its technical director the last 4 years. In 2023, Sarah released her album Valleys, and stop here to chat about it. Our full video interview is up on Patreon, where you can get exclusive access to island-only content featuring PEI music makers. Hit up patreon.com/isletunes for that. Commercial over. And now Sarah is back to femme your fatale with a brand new single about the one thing that we're all able to give each other as we hear the ticky-ticky talk of the clock. Sarah Siegel Lazar kicks off this episode of Isletunes with this, her very latest, Anything But Age.
Hanging around with the girls with the if you thought they were fed.
Indie rock intensity of Cherry Plaza, You Are Deserving Of, which happens to be the name of the song you just heard on Isletunes. Cherry Plaza is the solo project of Lucas Proud, formerly of the Darvel, in which he works to craft blown-out basement grunge, taking influences from bands on the west coast of both Canada and the US. When April started, a video dropped for this song, one which was filmed in part on location at Howie's Loft. The EP the tune comes from is last year's release, Unheard, which you've now heard. See how that works? Patricia Richard, once Patsy Richard, has been serving up francophone representation in island music since the 80s and has lent her musical presence to any number of French language groups. Her latest pairing is with Lenny Gallant in Sirène et Matelot. But in the 90s, Patricia joined Sylvie Toupin and Robert and Jacques Arsenault to form Acadillac. Though they only released one album of a self-titled nature, they were a mainstay in the Evangeline region of PEI, frequently appearing at the area's yearly Acadian Festival. Plus, if you have to have just one album, it might as well be nominated for ECMA's Francophone Recording of the Year, like this was. From 1998, this is Acadillac with the mostly a cappella, and I know I'm going to botch this title, let's just put that out there, Ta Dilly Dum, I think. On this podcast, I am contractually bound not to botch the title of Isle Tunes. Dali dum 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 da li li dali dum 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 da li lo dali dum 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 da li li dali dum 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 da li lo dali dum 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 da li li dali dum 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 da li lo dali dum 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 da li li dali dum 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 da li lo. Mon père a fait bâtir maison.
Mon père a fait bâtir maison.
L'a fait bâtir à trois pignons.
L'a fait bâtir à trois pignons.
Tally dum 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 tally li tally dum 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 tally lo tally dum 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 tally li tally dum 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 tally lo. L'a fait bâtir à trois pignons.
L'a fait bâtir à trois pignons.
Sont trois charpentiers qui la font.
Sont trois charpentiers qui la font.
Tally dum 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 tally li tally dum 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 tally lo tally dum 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 tally li tally dum 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 tally lo. Le plus jeune, c'est mon mignon.
Le plus jeune, c'est mon mignon.
Qu'apportes-tu, mon petit fripon?
Qu'apportes-tu, mon petit fripon?
Tally dum 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 tally li tally dum 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 tally lo tally dum 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 tally li tally dum 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 tally lo. C'est un pâté de trois pigeons.
C'est un pâté de trois pigeons.
Asseyons-nous et le mangeons.
Asseyons-nous et le mangeons.
Tally dum 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 tally li tally dum 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 tally lo tally dum 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 tally li tally dum 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 tally lo. En s'asseyant, il fit un bond.
En s'asseyant, il fit un bond.
Qui fit trembler mer et poisson.
Qui fit trembler mer et poisson.
Tally dum 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 tally li tally dum 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 tally lo tally dum 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 tally li tally dum 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 tally lo. Qui fit trembler mer et poisson.
Qui fit trembler mer et poisson.
Et les cailloux. Tally dum 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 tally li tally dum 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 tally lo tally dum 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 tally li tally dum 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 tally li tally dum 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 tally lo. They're not just francophoning it in. Yeah, I know, that's awful. Acadillac showing off their harmonic talents with the tantalizing Ta Dilly Dum. Coming up, giving La Mère de Nature an Earth Day present, fiddling around with Queens County, and you don't get no mocktails around here when you make them Cuban. Y'all are about to make history by way of an election that will affect the entire country, and without going into specifics, you don't want to be bringing what's going on in the States up here. It's an important decision. And it's decisions that lead to events that make permanent markings on the fabric of time. I am mixing the hell out of my metaphors right now, but my podcast, my rules. It's all a very clumsy way of saying I'm about to school you on past events that certainly had decisions preceding them, and I'm going to tell you about some of them in This Week in PEI History. April 21st, 1851, the Daily Examiner ran an advert, and papers then seemed to run more adverts than news stories, that read, and I quote, "Sir, having heard that you intended disposing of your organ, I deem it an act of justice to state that I have seldom seen a better or more beautiful piece of workmanship." Dude was talking about a church organ. What did you think he was talking about? Besides, that other one would not have come with or without the mahogany case. Do you know where you're going to? April 21st, 1943. The Charlottetown Guardian announced that a new frigate being built for the Royal Canadian Navy was to be named, fittingly, the Charlottetown. A frigate is a big old warship and was apparently kinda a new thing back then. The paper said not much was known about them officially except that the crafts were about twice the size of a corvette. Was it little and red? The frigate was meant to replace a former vessel named the Charlottetown, which had sunk in action, I presume in the World War II effort against fascism the previous September. April 22, 1929, the Charlottetown Guardian described dissent among those in island government over a proposed amendment regarding prohibition, which, for those not around in the early 20th century, was the banning of the sale and consumption of alcohol. The amendment, A-139B, read in part, quote, "If any witness shall give evidence under oath of having seen any person in a state of intoxication in any of the public places mentioned in Section 139 of this Act, such testimony will be prima facie evidence that such person on the day on which he was so seen was guilty of an offense against Section 53A of this Act," unquote. Then Premier Saunders pled for decent citizens who drank illegally but did not get drunk, and others saw such thinking open to abuse since a state of drunkenness was not always evident through visual cues. At this point, PEI and Nova Scotia were the last holdouts to repealing prohibition. The island was late to the game, not lifting the booze ban until 1948, 2 decades behind the rest of Canada.
Hey, this is Tris from the Devil's Punch Bowl, and you're listening to Isle Tunes.
Hey there, way up above me, you're looking so lovely. Come back to the earth for a while. Could stay a while. I could tell you all I know about you, but I'd rather hear your side. You want a ticket to ride up higher. I wanna come for the ride. Hey there, way up above me, you're looking so lovely. Come back to stop up. You want a ticket to ride up higher, but can you teach me to fly?
The phrase paper lion seems to indicate something that seems fierce or strong like a lion, but is actually weak or harmless like paper. That didn't stop these guys from being a fierce representation of PEI anyway. From their 2019 album Stay Together, that was Paper Lions with Come Back to Earth. Hard to believe that when they played their first gig 15 years earlier as the Chucky Danger Band, they'd only intended to do 4 shows to bring some cash in. Little did they know they would end up performing on MTV Live, remember MTV? The 2010 World Expo and the 2010 Winter Olympic Games, to name a few. In a CBC interview, they attributed their success to the fact that they gave each other space, support, and respect, making sure all members were heard and seen, and that prevented any kind of strife or competition in the band. Now, I slipped Come Back to Earth in there as a gateway to do a little homage to Earth Day, which falls on April 22nd. Its roots, pun intended, were in the 1962 book Silent Spring by marine biologist Rachel Carson, and it alerted people to the negative effects of pesticides on the environment. This kicked up a conservation movement that really took off after a massive oil spill in 1969, after which Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson teamed up with activist Dennis Hayes to create teach-ins about environmental issues on college campuses. The first Earth Day in 1970 led to the creation of the Environmental Protection Agency. And even though the same EPA is now rolling back protections thanks to a man whose skin color doesn't occur in nature, most of us are aware that we only have one planet and we need to treat it better. Because where else are we going to go? And don't say K2-18b just because life may or may not have been detected there this week. Denying climate change doesn't mean it's not happening. Now, you know Teresa Doyle is not afraid to speak about the issues. In 2015, she deemed democracy in a state of crisis and ran as a member of the Green Party. The same year, she released her album I Remember Canada, on which she was fiercely political. Teresa is already one of Canada's foremost Gaelic singers, amazing enough when you consider she spent 7 years in the Montreal jazz scene and sang with Kenyan farm women, Tibetan overtone singers, and South Indian yogis. But after releasing albums on her own Bedlam Records label since 1987, Belfast native Teresa took on the subject of the Earth, and this April 22nd, it forms the basis of the Songs for a Small Planet Collective and Friends show at the Trailside, which also features Emmanuel LeBlanc of Vichten, Todd McLean, Dennis Ellsworth, and more. Here's the song that inspired that collective, 2022's Song for a Small Planet, Altoons' way of showing a little love to Terra for her Earth Day.
We're on a small planet, spinning around, chasing our tails without our feet on the ground, looking for joy in all the wrong places, walking around with lonely faces. I've got a house and a bit of land. I've got too much stuff and I can't understand why we strive for more when we have so much. What we truly crave is human touch. Human touch, time together. Human touch and simple pleasures like a walk on a beach or a hike in the woods. All the little things that make us feel so good, like human touch. Every other species has it figured out. They don't borrow trouble or look for doubt, but our minds are busy with a thousand things and we're blind to the beauty moment brings. Like human touch, time together. Human touch and simple pleasures like a walk on a beach or a hike in the woods. All the little things that make us feel so good, like human touch. We're suffering late stage capitalist psychosis. Left untreated, it's a grim prognosis. Embrace the cure, find a new way to live. Stop taking so much and learn how to give. Musicians yearning for brighter vision. Working hard to put things right, because a little song can be a beacon of light. For human touch, time together, human touch, and simple pleasures like a walk on the beach or a hike in the woods. All the little things that make us feel so good, like human touch, time together, human touch, and simple pleasures like a walk on the beach or a hike in the woods. All the little things that make us feel so good, like human touch. Let's put an end to late stage capitalist psychosis. Left untreated, it's a grim prognosis. Embrace the cure, find a new way to live. Stop taking so much. Finally getting our feet on the ground.
I've been tell you what I've seen. Said people that are bitter and angry. I don't want that to be me. Don't want that to be me. Live free. Truth in my own way, through all the shit and all those places. From yourself you just can't get away. Life isn't so bad, we really shouldn't take it for granted. When all this time we're turning, standing on this tiny,
Dan Curry from his 2004 album A Cared For Place, that is Tiny Planet, on Isletunes. It might almost seem antithetical to think of Dan having solo releases, since he has been and is still so intricately connected to a multitude of PEI bands. Case in point, Dan was in Eyes for Telescopes, The Tuesdays, Double Ought Buckshot, and Haunted Hearts, not to mention he still plays with Muddy Buddy and the Money Go Round. You can often find Dan on stage with Katie McGarry, Barry O'Brien, and Drea McDonald, the first Isletunes interview guest, incidentally. You can find her full chat on Patreon as well. Dan's musical productivity started early. He was a serious guitarist already at age 10 and performed his first original song a year later. Not for nothing, Dan will also feature in the Songs for a Small Planet Collective show I mentioned earlier. This final nod to Mama Nature is more indirect and one I inferred from its title, but what was it I said about my podcast? That's right, my rules. Our next artist rules by virtue of the fact that she's royalty, Baja royalty, that is, who came to us from the Bahamas through Holland College's School of Performing Arts program. The graduate got to work releasing singles pretty much out the gate, amassing some 25 releases since 2020. She calls herself an emotional writer. Words only come out when the need to express them becomes overpowering. That's certainly the mark of an artist, and Baja's not just a verbal one, but a visual one. Her paintings won her an award from the Bahamian government when she was just 17. She told me when I interviewed her last year that she'd love to put out an album with a theatrical bent. She would just rather entrust the mixing and mastering to someone else. So if you're that kind of button twiddler, get in touch. We need more Baja. Here's that reaching for it connection to the planet that I promised. It's Evergreen from Baja Royalty, just one of the many colors you'll find on the canvas called Isletunes.
It runs over my carpet, runs over. You see the trees like a forest when it piles up. It runs over my carpet, runs over. You see the trees like a forest when it piles up. I see the trees that are evergreen.
Thank you.
She's Baja royalty and she's evergreen, which, while I still have my laptop's dictionary up, defines the word as having an enduring freshness, success, or popularity. Would this also not apply to Isletunes? This show is fresh! Still to come, fiddling fit for a queen and cocktailing fit for a count. Okay, you're hearing this cross-section of the PEI music scene and you're thinking, I'd love to take in some shows from these artists, but I don't know all the where's and when's. Lucky for you, Isletunes did your homework for you. Here's a listing of gigs to dig across Prince Edward Island. Saturday, April 19th, Daisy is at the Sportsman's Club in Charlottetown. Tuesday, April 22nd, as I mentioned, it's the Songs for a Small Planet Collective and Friends show with Emmanuel LeBlanc, Megan Bergeron, Katie McGarry, Dan Curry, Teresa Doyle, Todd McLean, and Dennis Ellsworth. They are all at the Trailside Music Hall. Thursday, April 24th, it's the Island Jazz Quartet at Baba's Lounge. Looking into next week, April 25th, Sarah Hagen Pictures at an exhibition show that's happening at St. Paul's Church in Charlottetown. And April 29th, it's the Holland College Community Band Broadway with the PEI Regiment Band. That's happening at the Florence Simmons Performance Hall in Charlottetown. And don't forget, Baba's Lounge holds an open mic night every Wednesday at 9 p.m., hosted by the one and only Kinley.
Hi, this is Richard Wood, and you're listening to Isletunes.
Isle Tunes brings you Queens County Fiddlers with the medley Road to the Isles, Homeward Bound, Miss Susan Cooper, Made Behind the Bar. That's from their 2004 CD, 40 Fiddles Flat Out, and it was a CD that was a long time coming. Bit of history, the Queens County Fiddlers formed in 1977 as an offshoot chapter of the Prince Edward Island Fiddlers Society, which itself released a record in 1980. Father Charlie Chevry, one of the QCF's longest-standing members, advocated for their own album, and when plans were finally made for one, the group practiced for a year before preserving sound waves for posterity. Showing their appreciation, one of the original reels that wasn't a traditional Irish, Scottish, or Acadian groove was named for Father Chevry. In addition to the mastery of the Queens County Fiddlers, this cut featured piano by Jennifer McQuaid, guitar by Lester Stubbard, and bass by Mark Rooney. I did have an interview guest ready for you. Everything was all set up, but then things kind of went south, completely out of my control, this time. So, no bueno, but I'm doing some last-minute switcher-uppering over here and have decided to fill the time with evidence that Latin music does exist on this island. I give you the podcast's Exhibit A, J. Eduardo Mendoza Lopez, who got his start in his home country of Cuba and made his way to Gatineau, where he got things shaken on both sides of the Ottawa River with his trio, Count, and the Cuban cocktail. But sometimes, if three is good, eight is better. He got to Charlottetown and turned the group into an octet specializing in salsa, merengue, funk, and even reggae. So if you've got to cut away from your regularly scheduled program, why not make it Que Linda twice? Here's the first of two cuts from the 2014 album Influence, Count and the Cuban Cocktail with Ahora Si Te Gusta, which to us boring English speakers means, according to Google Translate anyway, now if you like it. Now, at the top of this
iTunes Rock Log.
Que no
Count and the Cuban Cocktail, providing some musical mixology in an Isletunes rock block. First, Ahora Si Te Gusta, Now If You Like It, and second with Llegó La Salsa, or The Salsa Has Arrived. It certainly did. And now you can say, Llegó My Ego. Oh, that's terrible. Well, nothing like a bad pun to finish out this episode and get you back to whatever it is you guys do with the rest of your week. I hope you'll take a minute or two of that week and let folks from Tignish to Murray Harbor know about this here podcast, whose only objective is to bring you the full range of music that Prince Edward Island has to offer. There's something here for everybody, and how often can you say that about anything in this current climate anymore? I know in the current climate, the pennies we no longer use are especially tight, but if you want to help support this show and you can afford it, go on and find the PayPal link in the description and pass on some loonies and toonies. If you prefer rewards with your contributions, I gotcha. Donating $5 a month on Patreon will get you exclusive access to videos of live performances and interviews, as I mentioned earlier in the show. Patreon.com/Isletunes. There's also Isletunes merch, t-shirts, coffee mugs, and more at Isletunes.creator-spring.com. Know that anything and everything you give will go toward the running of this show and towards its promotion, because I'm good like that. I also try to be good by posting links to where you can buy the music you hear on Isletunes on its social media accounts, so follow the show on Facebook and Instagram. Also, if you have comments or suggestions or even requests, shoot me an email to amj@isletunes.ca or leave me a voicemail at 902-807-4250. Those are also the methods through which you can deliver a recording of yourself uttering an Islanderism, as Trevor Lowell Clements did. His utterance began this episode. Musical contribution to the Isletunes theme by Kaylin McCauley and John Hashem. Show concept by Rocky O'Neill. Coordination assistance by Jackie Robichaud. I'm Adam Michael James, and that is show number 85 in the books. Next week begins Isletunes' partnership with IRSA, or the Immigrant and Refugees Association of Prince Edward Island. Of course, if you've listened to any of these 85 shows, you know lots of musicians immigrate to the island. And coming up, I'll be interviewing Iranian filmmaker and musician Rojin Aflaki, who is balancing film festival victories with rediscovering her voice. So, be ready. In the meantime, yeah, extremism or no extremism, that's what your ballots will determine, and y'all don't want to be copying America, so vote, vote, vote. Can't take credit for that one, it's as old as Vogue itself. So strike this pose. Ultimately, freedom and democracy are stronger than fear and tyranny. You know it. Thanks for listening, PEI. See you in 7.